Special Envoy Kofi Annan yesterday warned that the Syria conflict could have a serious impact regionally if not handled properly, saying he will return to Damascus if an advance team makes progress on implementing his proposals to end the bloodshed in the country. The former UN Secretary General was speaking to reporters after a video conference briefing delivered to the Security Council in New York, in which he appealed for unity from its members in order to send a strong signal of support for his mission.
The first objective is for all of us to try and stop the violence, the human rights abuses, and the killings, and get an unimpeded access for humanitarian assistance to the needy, and of course, the all-important issue of political process that will lead to a democratic Syria fulfilling the aspirations of the Syrian people. I discussed with the Council proposals I made to the Syrian government that was aimed to, one, stop the violence, accelerate humanitarian assistance, and establish credibility and confidence for the political process when it is initiated. I will be sending a team in this weekend to pursue the discussions and the proposals we left on the table, and at the appropriate time, when I deem sufficient progress has been made, I shall be prepared to go back to the region.
And back at the Security Council, Russia and China have both vetoed a pair of U.S. and European-backed council resolutions that would have condemned President Assad's deadly crackdown, which has left more than 8,000 people dead, saying they were unbalanced and demanded that only the government stop attacks, not the opposition. Moscow, a longtime Syrian ally, has also accused Western powers of fueling the conflict by backing the rebels. And in the latest out of Syria, this is news that reaches us from the wires. A pair of explosions hit security complexes in the capital, Damascus, this morning. Several civilians were killed, as well as several security force personnel. That's according to state television, which is reporting also that Damascus residents saw smoke rising from the areas where the blasts struck. The explosions were attacks, and initial investigations show both were caused by car bombs. One explosion targeted an intelligence complex, and the second hit a security police building. And we'll have a full report on the day's doings in Syria this evening, so be sure to check in again.